Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm hoping that we have our next guest on the line, and we intend to chat to Ingrid Kuhr, who is the chairman of the Union of Jewish Women. And Ingrid, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with me on the Overdrive this afternoon.
Hi, Simon.
Ingrid, we're going to talk this afternoon about kosher mobile meals on wheels, the meals program. Tell me something. Just give us an idea. Is there a demand? Have you seen things change during COVID times?
Absolutely. So I'm not quite sure what you heard before, but we are kosher mobile meals is a flagship project of the Union of Jewish Women, and it was started in 1972 where there were only some volunteers discovered when they were helping Meals on Wheels, which was run by our church in Yeovil, that there were 14 people who were actually looking for cooked kosher meals.
Yeah.
And after much planning, UJW undertook to deliver these meals to 14 people. But nowadays we have just over 100 people, that elderly people from the ages of 75 to 104. That we give kosher meals to every single week.
How has COVID affected those numbers?
Well, it hasn't really affected it that much. It's just that more people are needing it, and that it was made a essential service right at the beginning, where, you know, other services were closed down, but ours was made into a essential service to carry on feeding these people. Because, you know, we have, it's a service to the elderly and infirm in our community who still live independently but are physically unable to prepare meals for themselves. Sometimes they are very lonely, and like I heard from our kosher mobile meals lady, Glenda Goldberg, she's our operations manager. Sometimes we have elderly people who actually outlive their children.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah. We are the only people that they sometimes come into contact with when our volunteers give them their food.
Let me understand this. Is this an older infirm issue, or is it an economic issue? Is there a payment that goes with the service? How does it work?
Well, the people that can afford, or the families that can afford to help us, we do ask for a payment if they can, but we find that a lot of people have children overseas, and you know, with significantly increased life expectancy, many elderly people are outliving their money, so they can't contribute, and for this we need support from our community. So we're just giving an awareness to the community that kosher mobile meals does need the community, and that we are not part of any other, umbrella group.
I totally get it. It's interesting because one of our listeners earlier this afternoon was asking about communities in need and saying there are a lot of people who are giving. And my response was, I know that, and it's the best of what people can be. And yet my sense is that people are experiencing donor fatigue. Is that something that perhaps you're experiencing as well?
Yes, we are, and because of COVID, we couldn't fundraise last year where we would normally need, because a meal can cost around 100 rand, and then, you know, people are getting meals for a whole month, and we do also have panic buttons for 7 of our recipients that are connected to CSO. So, yes, there's definitely donor fatigue, and we just feel that we want more people to know what the kosher mobile meals is, and that hopefully we will be doing a fundraiser towards the end of February, and we just need the community to understand how much this money is needed.
No, I think we certainly are making that pretty clear. Karen is weighing in while we're having this chat, saying Shabbat Shalom, great initiative. And yeah, I'm absolutely sure that there's nobody who would disagree with that. Ingrid, this is your opportunity to just publicize yourself. Where do we go if people do if there's extra money lying around and they want to donate? Where do they go? How do they do it, and how can they help?
Well, we've got a website, the Union of Jewish Women website, and our Facebook page, which will provide you with further information about us, including our UJW Johannesburg video. So if you show support by liking our Facebook page, we can continue growing and supporting those in need. And we will be doing a Backer Buddy fundraiser towards the end of February, but are trying to just do more or less of a KMM awareness right now. We are very aware of the elderly who cannot prepare meals for themselves,
yeah,
but might be living in okay areas. And we also have our own social worker who assesses referrals and keeps in touch with our recipients. Because we find that the volunteers are sometimes the only people that these people see.
Wow, heartbreaking stuff. Ingrid Kuhr, chairperson of the Union of Jewish Women, keep on doing this incredible work that you are doing. Yeah, it really makes me so proud to be part of a community that has these sorts of initiatives. So yeah, thank you for showing us the best of what we can be.
Thank you very much for having me.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.